Good evening, Tufts University. This is Charlie. You're listening to Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Community Radio. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We got some trainees in the house. Trainees, come on in when you're ready. Pick out a record. It'll be fun. I don't know what our first song's going to be. I haven't really planned it out. We're really winging it today. I don't even have a Spotify playlist on this one, guys. So bear with me. I'm sure it'll be a good show as always. Trainees. Hello, I can't decide what song I want to listen to. I just decided I didn't want to listen to that song, so I got to pick a new one. It's going to be off the same one, but just bear with me for a second.
Watch out, you might get what you're after. Ooh, baby,
Alright. Thank you, listeners, for listening. And now I'm going to hand it over to the first of our trainee sessions. You ready? You ready? You ready?
As ready as I'll ever be, I guess.
Alright, so let's pull up your playlist. Alright, I don't know, you can just start playing songs. I'll get out of your way. You can do that eventually, just whenever you want in your set. Cool, I'll get out of your way. Your first test is to turn off my mic, or else it's just dead air. Alright, find which one's the mic and turn it off. Otherwise the mic will be on forever.
By Glare.
You need to turn the mic on.
Oh, I knew that. Okay, that was Blank by Glare, and the first song was Highway by Lucin. Up next, I have I Know You Have Money by Turkey. It's a fun little instrumental.
We'll be right back. money. You got some money, man.
I spent it all on the dog.
Oh, you asshole.
Was Knots by
all the way up.
Okay, that was Knots by Widow Dusk, and now it is time for a PSA. Did you know that the United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms? According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is 4 times more populous than the United States, is a distant second with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate. These are numbers to think about. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, back to music.
Not back to music. No. No more stuff to do. You have to show me that you can run a vocal break. So what else do you have to do? You have to do a
Do you need help talking?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, let's have a little chat.
What's your name?
My name is Neva.
Okay, and what year are you?
I'm a freshman.
Okay, cool. And what brought you to WMFO? Why are you interested?
Because I really like music. I think my mom did the radio when she was in college, and she was like, you should do that. So I was like, okay.
What are you studying?
I have not yet declared my major. Maybe like anthropology, art history, something like that.
Oh, Charlie's very into that.
Mm-hmm. Charlie's an archaeologist.
Oh, yeah. He told me that.
Yeah.
Already an archaeologist, yes.
He is an archaeologist. He went on a dig.
I have dug holes in the ground.
Yeah.
Say it yourself.
It's pretty fun. I dug holes in the ground. And today, I was laying on the grass on the academic quad, and there was a tree right above me. And low-key, I was looking for the monkeys, because I was worried they were going to poop on me. Just habitual now.
I'm not so sure about what that was about, so...
Because in Belize, there were monkeys.
And they tried to poop on me.
Where are you from?
I'm from Reno, Nevada.
How are you liking it here in Boston/Tufts University?
I like it. The weather's been a little annoying. Like, all the rain, I don't like that.
Worse than Nevada weather?
Okay, it's pronounced Nevada.
Nevada.
Sorry, Nevada weather.
Yes.
What goes on there?
Okay, a lot of people think that Reno is like a desert, but it's not. It's like mountains and forest. I mean, it is a desert, but it's not like deserty desert.
So you just don't like the rain?
Well, I do like the rain, but not when it's like raining all day, because then you can't do anything.
Well, you're in for a beautiful surprise in the winter, because it's going to be snowing all day.
You're gonna
love that.
It does snow in Reno. Contrary to popular belief, it does snow in Reno.
As much as Boston, though?
Probably not.
Yeah.
You're gonna hate Boston winters. I am sorry.
No, I feel like a lot of people that like aren't from Boston really love the winters.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe if you... When you have a car here, if you ever have a car here, you're gonna...
This is true. No. This is true. You have to shovel it out at like 6 in the morning if you want to get to school on time.
Yeah. I am excited for fall, though, because we don't really have good fall in Reno.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen all the leaves on the ground. It's making me very happy.
It's just the beginning.
Have you gotten any, like, pumpkin spice stuff?
No.
Well, come on. You have to, like, really, like, you gotta dive into it.
Yeah,
you're not a PSL girly.
No, I get the free coffee from the dining hall.
Yeah. It's not free to us.
What?
These non-meal planners.
Non-toast.
Yeah. So, how do you guys know each other? Are you just coincidentally training together?
Oh,
or are you
this
friends?
Is a bad story, but we met on Tish Roof.
Oh, yeah. The spot. Your mic is on.
Oh, my mic is on? Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
You put your headphones on?
I'll put my headphones on.
Central right there.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I almost took their mic. Yeah, we did meet on Tish Roof.
We started talking about Blade.
No, we started talking about Midwest Emo.
No, because you were like, yo, what's up? I was like, oh my god, I saw you post Blade on your story on Instagram.
Oh, I did do that.
Yeah, that was the first thing I said to him.
And I was like, oh, you like
That's
Blade?
Magical.
That's sick. What are you doing here on Tish Roof?
No, yeah, that was the only night I ever went to Tish Roof, and the last night.
The first and the last.
Yes.
And then we just kind of became friends over that. Sense.
Aww. And now are you guys gonna have a show together?
Maybe, possibly.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's exciting.
My name's Nathan, by the way. I don't know if I said that.
Okay, guys. I'm sorry, I gotta break it up. Excellent talk break by everyone involved. You need to fire up a station ID, and we need to move on, because we still have another training set. Nathan's set.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's go. My set over?
You gotta play your record, and then it's over.
Oh.
Shut the mics off.
Yeah, shut the
mic. All of them.
It's a lesson to me.
That was Rave Down by Swerve Driver. And this is...
Introduce yourself.
Oh, my name's Nathan. This is... I'm taking over for Charlie's show, Zen, or the Skilly Catch Vibe, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Coming up next, Garden by Yabu Jin. I just... Coming up next, Genocide by the Snow Strippers.
Genocide, all the rights.
All right, it's time for a talk break because Charlie says I have some yapping to do.
I'm actually gonna play this song.
So, you know, I love this song.
Oh.
Okay, their mics are on.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. I have a very pressing question for you all. Not really too pressing, it's the only thing I could think of, but how do we feel about home gardening? Because I had a garden last summer, and I really loved it. And I cleared a whole field for that, and it was my passion, my lifeblood.
I'm actually a big fan.
Is this supposed to be a controversial question?
No, I just like gardening.
I've had... This summer was the first summer in, like, the last 15 years where I didn't have a, one-by-one plot set up.
Yeah, we have turf in our backyard, so...
We have turf in the backyard that is super tiny.
We have grapes, though.
We have grapes in our backyard, and Charlie has a strawberry plant also, and we have a basil plant, so we have a very mini garden in our house.
We have a gourd on our porch right now. True. Not that that counts.
No, it doesn't count. I think it's a great
I invested in a gourd.
It's great and it's cheap, but it's something that isn't like sustainable for everybody just because they don't have the resources for it.
And
it takes a lot of work. And
it definitely does take a lot of work.
You don't get a lot out of it. Because one time I spent all summer trying to grow watermelon. And the neighbor's idiot teenager stole it.
That's he stole up. The watermelon.
What the hell?
One summer, distilled into heck? One... I was going to swear there, so... No swearing on the radio. Trainees.
Is that even a swear? Come on.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, he stole all the summer. One watermelon, stolen, gone. Pumpkins, failed. Corn, failed. Peppers, failed. Sometimes it doesn't turn out in your favor.
It's heinous. Your crops just failed.
Literally.
And we're stolen. That's messed up.
Yeah, that's really messed up. If it was an animal eating it, I'd be less upset, you know?
At the end of the day, when I was gardening, I just felt like I was really connected to the earth. But our crops didn't really do well either, so... I mean, it is what it is. I liked it a lot, though.
That's really wholesome.
Yeah. What are you doing now? Like, are you having trouble, like, eating at the dining hall, knowing that, like... You have literal, like, fresh food at home?
I'm coping, I'd say.
Are you enjoying the dining hall, or are you hating it?
I mainly get Hodge, but, yeah, Duick is, it's a little sus, mm-hmm. I'd say. So, but the food is great for what it is.
Yeah, I would recommend Carm, but it's really not any better.
Yeah, I de-recommend Carm.
Yeah, I anti-recommend any dining hall. That exists on campus.
I actually liked Ho Tung Pizza. I ate there for the first time last week. Because they're never open. But one time I happened to be in the dojo while they were open. And I got some. It was pretty good.
That's really sick. Well,
you get half a pizza for like $6.
I'm glad we had such an enlightening conversation about food here.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, what's the next one?
And gardening. Coming right up.
Oh, you should read a PSA too.
Oh, I should read a PSA? Okay. I'm just going to choose a random one right now.
This is where a sound effects board will come in nicely. That's coming soon, guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, PSA coming up. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Awesome. All right, and coming right up now, we have Echo 2K Calcium.
So hard to hide, but so easy to find. My shines, all my heart is blind. The star across my eyes. It's my shines, hydrogen peroxide, lime and ice.
All right, we're out of here. Thanks for listening to Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. Good luck to these guys and their trainees. To my trainees, you did an excellent job. You'll be DJ soon. Hung up the guns, dug it to the graves, cause I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. Gangster of love. Now look here. When I go into a bar, goes from near far, say I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. Jumped in my white house Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 to 30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice. And I said, yes, I brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it.